Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. It's the Dog Days of Podcasting. It is Monday, August 31st, 2015. Today, I am reading one of my submissions for my friend Deborah's Summer Love Notes. It originally ran on June 30th of this summer. The summer smile $10 can buy. For me, summer has always meant two things, the beach and flowers. I was very fortunate to spend almost every summer of my childhood until I turned about 16 at the Jersey Shore with my grandparents. That was when I had a bathing suit for every day of the week. Actually, I had two for each day because we had different suits for the ocean and the swimming pool. That was also when I fell in love with flowers. My grandmother had the ultimate green thumb. She grew backyard roses from cuttings stolen from friends and neighbors. She had a table full of African violets that seemed to be immortal. My grandfather, on the other hand, retired from the army and decided to become a gentleman farmer, or at least as much of one as was possible in a suburban New Jersey backyard. His specialty was fruit. Strawberries the size of my fist, grapes in soil that you wouldn't expect to accommodate grapes, crops of raspberries that began wild on the edge of the compost heap and eventually took over the back quarter of the yard. But he, too, loved flowers. More than that, he loved bringing home fresh flowers and presenting them to my grandmother, my aunts, my cousins, and me. He was a completely unaffected man, and the flowers he brought to us, usually things like sunflowers or tall stems of gladiolas, were offered not in pretty tissue paper or a fussy vase, but jammed haphazardly into a galvanized steel bucket. The point is, every summer I was surrounded by fresh flowers. Those backyard roses came inside and were floated in bowls, displayed in bud vases, scattered through every room of the house. Those sunflowers perked up the bathrooms and greeted us from the kitchen counter, becoming as ubiquitous in our lives as Grandpop's crock of sourdough starter that lived above the dishwasher. As I grew older, I learned that a house without fresh flowers is just as dismal as a house without pets. When I lived at home, my mother would fill the house with greens, spider plants, wandering Jews, ferns, and buy fresh flowers from time to time, and I picked up her habit. In my dorm room, I always had flowers on my desk, even if it was just a few stems of carnations in a drinking glass. In my first apartment, I had a bud vase on every windowsill. It was a studio. I didn't have counter space or end tables. 20 years ago, when I got married, my husband and I went through the same budget struggles all young couples experience as we learned to balance the freedom of living entirely on our own recognizance with the requirement that we pay bills on time, keep gas in the car, and have money for laundry. We learned that we each have minimum requirements for happiness. For my husband, to this day, sunflower seeds and fantasy novels are essential for his well-being. I, on the other hand, become bitter and cranky when I don't have frou-frou coffee and fresh flowers. More than once, I have spent my last $10 fulfilling that need, buying a bouquet of irises, indulging in 5 bunches of daffodils, filling the house with carnations, because those small joys that bring summer into the house are the things that keep me going even when I feel tired, frumpy, and boring. More than once, I have also advised friends, even those who, like me, are freelancers who often have incredibly erratic pay schedules, that indulging in those small joys, a coffee drink once a week, a basket of strawberries from the farm stand on the corner, a bunch of fresh flowers from the grocery store, is what makes life worth living. When you spend your last $10 on flowers, I tell them, you're not really buying just the flowers. You're actually buying hope. You may take home tulips, but you're also taking in that carefree, springy, summery feeling. Sure, the flowers may have cost $10, but the summer smile that spreads across your face when you see them every day for the next week, that's priceless. Thank you for listening. Make it a great day. The Bathtub Mermaid is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Music for this episode was provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stoney. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. The Bathtub Mermaid is produced and recorded using Boss Jock and Audacity. You can contact me by leaving a comment at the website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, by finding me on Twitter, at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or by sending an email to Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, at starfleet.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.